Thank you, Mr. Chair. Nigeria aligns with the statements delivered by the African Group, the NAM, and the OIC, respectively. We commend the Working Group for its work and constructive engagement with all stakeholders in the strident efforts to map a comprehensive and coherent set of standards for the implementation of the right to development. We also use this opportunity to congratulate His Excellency Mr. Zamir Akram for his re-election as the chairperson of the Working Group. Nigeria reaffirms its continued support for the work of the Working Group and reiterates its firm position that the right to development is an overarching human right that deserves adequate international attention. In this context, we re-emphasize the importance of international cooperation and concrete multilateral engagements to ensure that the right to development becomes a reality. Indeed, it is in observing such important aspects of multilateral engagement that our world can ensure peaceful, just and inclusive societies anchored on respect for human rights, effective rule of law, and good governance. In demonstration of Nigeria's conviction and backing for the right to development, we support the draft Convention on the Right to Development, even as my delegation considers the usage of certain non-consensual terms and languages in the text unacceptable. Such ambiguities include the concurrent use of the term sex and gender under Article 8, Paragraph 1, as well as other terms used in other paragraphs. My delegation will be submitting a separate proposal as official position of my government as representative of the views of the good people of Nigeria. In conclusion, Nigeria wishes to further underscore the importance of the realization of the right to development as a precondition for the attainment of global peace and security. We therefore urge all stakeholders to remain committed to the global effort to ensure the realization of the right to development and leave no one behind. I thank you.